Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
It's only Tuesday, but it's been a busy week for the Brewers already. Theme night tickets are on sale right now. They went on sale about 10 o'clock this morning. Brewers do an incredible job with their theme nights throughout the season. And the spring training equipment truck is loaded, heading out on a 4-day road trip to Arizona.
They packed the peanuts and all the bubble gum. They're ready to go.
Yeah, the sausages were actually loading the vehicle. I don't think one of the sausages is driving the vehicle, but I guess it could be happening.
It's hard for them to fit.
It is. And then there's the new TV broadcast partner news we spoke about yesterday, with the Brewers' new TV broadcast partner being Major League Baseball. Let's go through it all with Brewers President of Baseball Operations, Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger. Hi, Rick.
Good afternoon.
So you're not driving the truck then either, right?
No, I've got some insurance challenges and eligibility, so
that
I
makes
won't
sense.
Be driving the truck.
Fair enough. Yeah. Well, let's begin with the TV thing. So television broadcasts in 2026 will be produced and distributed by Major League Baseball. So FanDuel Sports Network, that partnership is coming to an end. Rick, I know this is something the team explored about a year ago. Why is the timing good right now to make this move?
Well, I think there were question marks about FanDuel and their plans for 2026. And we had been in contact with MLB periodically through the offseason. And frankly, we had some contingency plans in case we didn't feel like FanDuel was going to give us, you know, confirmations on things and certainties on things. So we said, listen, we'll give till the end of January for things to either materialize and certainties who come to the FanDuel situation. And if not, we knew we had a great partner in MLB, and we just made the decision that for insurance of our games all being available on cable, satellite, and streaming, and the high-quality production, it made sense to move to MLB, and now about close to half of the teams in Major League Baseball are part of this general partnership. So we're very comfortable with MLB. The fans are going to love the telecasts and the options, and we didn't want to have any uncertainty lingering over spring training or the start of the season.
Rick, speaking of that high-quality product, what will be better for viewers?
Well, I think, you know, baseball last year with their productions did some really cool cameras. They did some umpire cams. They did some drones. So I think they're looking to do some, you know, just greater technology, more angles on the play in the field. And they're always sort of looking to sort of, you know, push the envelope and how to make the sort of the television experience or the streaming experience more interesting. So, you know, there's technology that probably we haven't even thought about that they're probably experimenting in. You know, and then we certainly want to be part of the process. If they want to try a team as a guinea pig for something cool, I'm raising my hand now. So I think, you know, the fans will have a great experience. And just overall production quality, MLB has done a great job, and not to denigrate FanDuel, which also did a great job, but I think fans are going to really be impressed with just the quality of the programming, the options, and the accessibility of the games. And you know, all the talent's coming back, so, you know, team's back. The average fan may not notice things much different, but it'll still be enjoyable. We're hoping to get about 145 local games on the air. The rest will be available in national and regional products. So, yeah, fans will be happy, and I probably not notice too much of a difference, but any differences should be improved.
Yeah, I love those live drone shots. Will there be more player access too, more interviews? I feel like people crave that now just because of social media.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, they're trying to do some experimentation with, you know, with mics and things like that. I think it's the players have to be comfortable. And, you know, baseball has done that with obviously the All-Star game and some of the postseason stuff. So we'll see. I don't know if we'll see a dramatic change in that. It's really hard, candidly, for the players who are in game mode to be able to, you know, switch and start talking. The manager is a little different. So, you know, we've had opportunities for Pat during games to talk to reporters between innings, and that's always helpful. So I think we'll be experimenting with that, but I don't know that will be a huge difference from prior year.
Rick, will blackout restrictions remain a thing with MLB taking control? It's the most archaic thing in all of sports, and I know baseball would love to see it go away.
Yeah, well, I mean, the reality is you know, people have different views of blackouts, and obviously we want all the games available. So if you live in Wisconsin, if you're in our quote-unquote home television territory, you know, you're going to be able to access cable, satellite, or streaming of all of our games, with the exception of if there's an exclusive game on Saturday on Fox, the fans will watch it on Fox. So, you know, but again, 145 or so of our games will be available. If you're out of market, out of the state of Wisconsin and out of market, you know, you can have, you know, MLB Extra Innings for cable and satellite to watch games, including the Brewers. And then you also can subscribe to MLB.tv, which is the streaming platform for out of market games. So, yeah, I mean, we're eventually going to get to a world, Greg, when every game is available on any platform at any time throughout the world, and we're making a lot of progress there. So I think we've figured out a way for fans in-state and out-of-state to watch our games, and eventually, you know, any last vestiges of blackouts will go away in short order, but not completely. It's just an evolving thing that has to take some time.
Okay, Rick, you guys have announced some Brewers theme nights for 2026. I love this. People love looking at these theme nights, going through and highlighting. I want to go to that one. I'm putting that on my calendar. What are some of the favorites?
I mean, Star Wars is always really popular, so that's almost becoming an annual thing. I think people are going to be excited for Hello Kitty. We've got Bark in the Park. We've got a boys band theme nights. We've got, you know, Snoopy and Linus and the other characters are coming back for a theme night. And so, yeah, we're going to, and then just some fun ones. And then there's this, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, the Animami. It's sort of a cartoon anime. We're doing a theme night with that. And some of these are going to be coupled with laser shows and other effects. So it's going to be a lot of fun. You get a collectible, you get to experience the thing, and hopefully some of the laser shows and other things will be really popular with the fans. And then obviously the Heritage Nights, honoring Negro Leagues baseball, you know, Latinos and Hispanic baseball, and Pride Night. So, you know, a lot of different things to appeal to a lot of different kind of people. And yeah, those tickets go on sale now. And then, you know, pretty soon on Feb 12, we got the single game on sale. So that's when fans can buy tickets for every game just for single tickets.
And that leads right into our first spring training broadcast, which, of course, on the radio is the 21st. A lot of games here on WTMJ and our sister station, ESPN Wisconsin. We always try and flood those games early in the schedule, right? People are just wanting baseball, right? Just the idea of a truck being packed is enough to think warm thoughts, warmer weather, all that good stuff, and all the good vibes, too, by the way. The Brewers helped bring fans over the last several years, but last year especially.
Yeah, I think we've had such a brutal winter, and I don't know what the groundhog says we're going to have 600 weeks of cold weather, but it's nice. We're starting to think about spring, and spring means baseball and warm weather and, you know, outdoor, and we can finally get rid of this terrible cold and hopefully have a great season. Now, we had a really successful year last year. It ended abruptly. So I think everybody's motivated to take the next step. And, you know, it's going to be fun. I think the players are really excited. We have a great team, a great farm system, and you can't say enough about the team that Matt Arnold and his crew have developed here.
Oh, it's not a groundhog in Wisconsin anymore, Rick. It's a rhino. It was a black rhino that nudged over a thing that had clouds on it. But what you need to do here with the Milwaukee Brewers is have some sort of fun with this. Have Bernie walk out onto the outfield grass, and if Bernie sees a shadow or doesn't, it's only, what, three more weeks until Brewers baseball. And that's really the end of winter. There's got to be some fun in there from the marketing department. You guys are really good at that kind of stuff.
The TV cameras would come for that.
Yeah, we good idea, except we don't have grass right now. Looking over our field, the grass has all been removed, and we've just got the base service while we put in new grass in 4 weeks.
Oh, man. We know it'll be looking pristine, though, once it gets in.
Yeah.
The grass out there always so green.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah, you guys are great with that.
Yeah, you know, everybody has brown lawns, but when you come to opening day, the grass will be green and beautiful. So it's a nice another reminder that spring and warm weather is coming.
And a chance to open the season at home, too, which is a good thing.
Yes.
There will be baseball on opening day, thanks to the roof. Never have to worry about that in Milwaukee. Do you pine for that, by the way, Rick? Does Milwaukee submit a letter to MLB? I know schedule making is next to impossible. It's just not an easy task. But is it your preference to open at home because you know there will be baseball?
Yeah, I mean, I think I don't know that I want to open on the road against the Yankees after what happened last year. But generally, it's good for the players to play in an climate-controlled environment. We're going from Phoenix, where it's 80 degrees. and then asking them to play, you know, road game to open the season when it's 30 degrees. You know, I'm a human being. The players prefer the climate control. So I think the players like opening at home. And I'll take the schedule, whatever they give us. I generally like to close at home. I like to have our regular season end at home because usually that's often the times of celebration for winning a division or certainly gives you an edge for the last games of the year. But, yeah, baseball sometimes will have us open on the road even though we have the roof. And at the end of the day, I'll take whatever schedule they give me, and the players will perform as they do, regardless if it's snowing or 80 degrees.
Well, looking forward to that truck arriving and pitchers and catchers for full squad workout and our first game here on February 21st. We appreciate it, Rick. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Rick.
Thanks for having me on.
Yep, you bet. 1248 on WTMJ, Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger. Single game tickets go on sale February 12th. All Brewers games. You can hear it right here on WTMJ.